hate is a strong word that maybe is used a little too often in our language, but is hate a strong enough word for how these two teams feel about each other?
I think it just might be. I mean, like, as we know, this is the greatest rivalry in the game, and I think this year especially, we've waited so long for this. We've waited so long for this rematch, you know, over 2.5 years. And it's funny, when you look at the players, I mean, so many of them are, you know, on the same team with the PWHPA and their ongoing mission for one sustainable professional league. But then when you split them up into their national sides, there's definitely a lot of hate there, a lot of tension, but, you know, in the best way.
Yeah, Emily, that is a great way to put it, because we were speaking the other day about the fact that women have come together on both sides of the border to just help grow the game and grow the PWHPA and just make this, you know, more of a sustainable career for professional female hockey players. But when they get on the ice, they do go at one another, as they should. It's Canada-USA. It's like the greatest rivalry in the world, at least for us. But for the U.S., let's look at them, because they have seemingly held the upper hand in this rivalry in the last few contests. What do you think about them right now? How would you evaluate maybe their dominance over Canada, if that is the case?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was just looking at kind of the tournament history a little bit, and you can really see that shifting of that power, right? Because at the beginning of this tournament, when it first started in 1990, Canada won 8 straight golds, right? And so there's a clear power structure there. And then you flip over to the last several years. The U.S. has won, I think it's 9 of the last 11. They've got a 5 straight gold medal streak going. And when I look at this current team, it's as dominant as ever, I would say, because I think you have that dangerous aspect of you still have that elite top line of Hillary Knight, Brianna Decker, Kendall Coyne Schofield. They're kind of unstoppable. And then you look at, they've got a bit of a youth movement coming in too. And it really is a testament to just how strong the USA Hockey has really developed some of these women. And it's also a testament to how much, you know, these women looked up to Cammy Granato. And now some of the women, some of the younger ones on this team have looked up to their current teammates. You know, we have one player who was coached by Brianna Decker in her younger years. And so I think it's interesting to see that evolution, and it's sort of, they've not only, I would say, caught up with Canada, but right now they've kind of surpassed them. So it's obviously so great for the game. And it'll be so great to kind of see this rematch that we've all been waiting for, and to have it so close to the Olympic Games as well. You know, we've got that basically 6 months out. So it'll be a great kind of measuring stick there.
Emily, I know maybe a lot of Canadian hockey fans don't want to hear this, but for the health, the good of the women's hockey game, is it better that the Americans are winning gold medals?
I feel so conflicted. I think in a lot of ways, yes, but I think also at this point with the dominance so heavy on the U.S. side, I think at this point it's like, okay, we are officially... I mean, historically, I guess, like when you would look at, say the gold medal count in this tournament, it's 10-9 basically for Canada. If the U.S. wins this, it's a totally even playing field in that sense. And I think that's the best thing for Canada and for hockey, is to have that, you know, you have this like sustainable rivalry there, and it's no longer like, I think Canada has sort of been dealing with that, like, ooh, we can no longer just know that, like, yeah, we've got gold. And even last tournament in 2019, Canada's gold medal game streak ended, and that was, I think, kind of shook up a lot of people, because all of a sudden you've got them losing to Finland in the quarterfinals in 2019 and playing for bronze, and that was something that we'd simply never seen before. So yeah, it's hard to say, like, you know, it's okay, Canada, because that's the best thing for you, but it is the best thing for the game. Ultimately, we know Canada is always going to have an incredibly strong program, and they're always going to compete for gold. And it's great to have, you know, other nations give them a run for their money.
Yeah, and you mentioned the USA give them a run for their money, and I know I was in the States when the U.S. won the shootout in a gold medal game against Canada in Pyeongchang, and everyone was just losing their minds in our office, but none of them had been hockey fans, really, or even women's hockey fans. So it was like, this is good for the game, even though I hate all of you right now because I am Canadian. But you talk about the other nations, and you know, you mentioned the bronze medal game that Canada had played in, and Finland, and all these other different countries. Like, where, how would you rank sort of the other countries outside of Canada and the USA in terms of their development?
Yeah, it's kind of a tough one, right? Because we do focus so much on Canada and the USA, and especially here, of course. I would look at Finland. They've been progressing really well, and it's interesting because you kind of see it on both sides. You see it in the men's game as well, like some of the best players in the world, especially defensemen and goalies. Like, they've just really excelled at player development, and I think we are starting to see that in the women's game. And we sort of have seen that that progression. Even, I mean, in the round robin, they're in the same group as Canada and the USA, and they kind of caught Canada on their heels a little bit in the first game of the round robin. Ultimately, Canada won, but you know, I think that you're seeing them really develop that entire game, that really complete game. And then I would also kind of look at Switzerland. I mean, yeah, we're coming off a game where Canada just won 5-0, but defensively and their goaltending, I think that's a real strength of theirs. And so, again, like I think those would be two teams that I would kind of watch in the coming tournaments. Whenever we get these international meetings, they're really developing, I would say, quite well.
Emily Zadler, Sportsnet.ca writer on the IIHF Women's World Hockey Championship, joining us here on Leadoff. George Rusick, Julie Stewart-Banks, Sportsnet. 590 The Fan. Emily, just to double down on Julie's question, when that first Women's World Hockey Championship happened in the early 90s, the talk was, we'll wait for like 10, 20, 30 years from now when this will be a lot more of a competitive tournament. But we're here there. We're here now in that situation. And I feel like it is only kind of a three-team race between the Americans, the Canadians, and the Finns. How concerned is the IIHF, and I think the IOC's had an eye on this too, that a lot of countries aren't competitive enough, and what needs to happen for those countries like Japan or Slovakia or Denmark to actually be competitive and potentially give Canada and the U.S. and the Finns an actual game instead of getting blown out in these games?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, and it's an answer that I would really like to be honest with you. It's a really tough one, right? Because it comes down to so many different factors, and to see that, you know, even here, we still, even though we have, you know, the elite Team Canada, elite Team USA, there are still those struggles, as we see on a daily basis with what the PWHPA is trying to accomplish in women's hockey, and what the NWHL is also trying to build. And so it is hard when you look at some of these other developing nations to see, okay, this path is longer than maybe we thought it might be. But I do think, I mean, it comes down to having more opportunities to get your talent going head to head with their peers, right? And I think obviously, I mean, it's no understatement to say this pandemic has certainly not helped the development of women's hockey anywhere. And so I think, you know, having this world championship kind of, I don't know if we can treat it as like, we're all kind of, it's a celebration of the return of this tournament, but it's also a great opportunity to really check in and to try to get an answer to the questions that you are asking, right, about how to develop the game on the women's side internationally.
Right, Emily, yeah, it did take a bit of a, you know, setback during the pandemic, of course. Many things did, but definitely women's hockey. And when you do say, like, getting it on, more on the world stage and us discussing them and even just seeing where each one of these nations lies, like, we have the world championships right now, but as you mentioned, like, in 5 months is the Winter Olympics, which I think a lot of people don't realize how quickly the next Olympics is approaching. If you are one of these nations, like, are you also at the same time evaluating what kind of squad you are looking to bring toward Beijing?
Yeah, I think absolutely. It's fascinating to have this tournament so close and to have such a meaningful competition, because normally around this time, you know, teams, at least in Canada and the States, would be centralizing their rosters and sort of just like kind of starting that that process, right, with some early training camps. And so it is, I think, what we can use this tournament as is really like a look ahead kind of thing. And I think for teams like Finland or Switzerland, like where you can kind of maybe further hone your identity and really, really kind of do some fact finding. And of course, I mean, that's probably most relevant to a team like Canada, right? When you're going to go head to head with the U.S. and then hopefully go head to head with them again next week on Tuesday for the gold medal game, is to really see what do we need to do to beat this team, because the U.S. is on top. And so, all the teams are definitely going to be studying hard and then kind of retooling their roster a little bit, making some adjustments, I think.